You're trying to tell me that one man born in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, a carpenter put upon a tree and crucified, and you're trying to tell me he died and rose again and he's seated at the right hand of God, and that man, if I don't have faith in that one person, I'm never going to be saved? Yes, sir. Well, that's too narrow for me. You just stumbled.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Good day, everyone. On Love Never Fails today, Pastor Bill continues his study from Romans with the conclusion to the message, "Let us not stumble." Now, Pastor.
During the season, cranes fly by, those big cranes, and so they have a certain chirp or whatever they do while they're all flying. And the eagles know that chirp. And so whenever they hear it, they say, "Hey, the cranes are here. Let's go get them. So we're hungry." And they go, you know, catch them, come back and eat them. You know, are y'all with me? So the older cranes, this is true. This blew me away. The older cranes, they're smart. You know what they do? They put a stone in their mouth and then they fly by that mountain. Because they know if they have a stone in their mouth, they can't go chirp, 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 and they're going to live. Are you following me? Huh? Some of us need to put the stone in our mouth. Amen? That's exactly right. Because we don't need to be stumbling this year. We don't need to be stumbling into 2017 at all. We have the rock. Do you remember the first mention of the rock in the Word of God? It's found in Exodus chapter 17, verse 6. But I'm going to read starting in verse 5. When the children of God there in the Valley of Rephidim, remember what they were doing? They were arguing. They were complaining and tempting the Lord because there wasn't any water. It says in Exodus 17, 5, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you on the rock of in Horeb, and you shall strike," not the complainers. That's what we would have done, right? No. He says, "You'll strike the rock," the rock. That's the first mention in the Word of God about the rock. "And water will come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. That's a miracle. I mean, 2 million probably people there in the wilderness, and they're all able to drink water from the rock. But did you notice something? We know the type teaching there. No one could drink from that water until the rock was what? Struck. It was struck. No one could even be saved until the rock was struck. So that is a picture of our Lord Jesus, of course, on the cross. But water is a picture of, thank you, the Holy Spirit. Now listen, what would have happened if they did not or had not taken any of the water? I mean, they could look and say, "There's water." They can say, "Well, let's take a bath even." They could have touched the water. They could have done all those things. They could even talk about it. They could even agree and say, "Hey, it is water." But the fact of the matter is, had they not drank of that water, they would what? Don't stumble, church. Listen to me. And so will we. So will this church and any church that names the name of the Lord. If we're not drinking of the Holy Spirit of God, if we're not being led by the power of another. Boy, I'll tell you, that rock is our rock. He's Jesus. King David said this in Psalm 18:2. He says, "Oh, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I'll trust. He's my shield. He's my horn, my salvation, my stronghold or my high tower. For who is he? He is God. And who is a rock except our God? The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted." God, I'm telling you, the Lord is our rock. Amen. He is not going to tremble or shake. He is solid. He's a perfect foundation to build your life upon. Not only that, that rock that was in the wilderness, remember what Paul said about that? He said in 1 Corinthians 10:4, "And all drank of the same spiritual drink, for they drank," literally, "and they continued to drink through all of their journeys, of that spiritual rock that followed them." Can you imagine that? The spiritual rock that followed them day after day after day in the wilderness. And listen to what Paul said. And that rock was Christ. I look at that and I say, oh, Lord. Here we are. We've been grafted into the new covenant, if you will. Here we are in a better covenant. We're not under the old covenant. We don't operate with types and shadows and all of that. We have the living reality who is with us right now. Amen? That spiritual rock, it is Christ. Is he not with us this very moment? He said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. We're never alone. We never even have to say that word. We're never going to be alone. And I say, oh God, you're so good. You're so good. We are Gentiles. Don't stumble. There's a problem in the church today. And let me tell you what it is. We read all of the prophecies of Israel and say, oh, look what they've done. Look how they went into idolatry. Look how they did all these things. Oh, we would have never done that. It will do you well to read the prophecies of the church, the New Testament church. In the New Testament, it do you well to read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 about perilous times will come in the last day and all those 1922, whatever it is, characteristics of those who are believers, lovers of self rather than lovers of God, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, haters, traitors, blasphemers. Think about that. It's a savage time. That's talking about the church. Think about the great apostasy in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Think about that. The horrible apostasy that's coming. The great falling away. It's not the world that's falling away. They've already fallen. It's the church where they had pleasure in unrighteousness. They didn't want God. Where they believed the lie. And where God says, okay, you want the lie? Well, then here, I'm giving you over to that delusion. It would do well for us to study out our own prophecies because I tell you that we are in the midst of a generation that is stumbling right now in the church. 2017, we're not, oh, listen, we are going to move in a great way. No, God is so good. You know that divine mystery about us, the Gentiles? Remember what Paul told the church at Colossae, and it says in Colossians 1:26, he says, oh, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, that's us, to them, meaning his saints, God willed to make known what are the riches of his glory of this mystery. And now listen, mystery among the Gentiles. That's you. That's me. It was them back then. And here's that mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery. That was God's holy secret. Listen, we are the church of the living God. Amen? Do you believe that? We're the body of Christ. We have one head. It is our Lord. We are one body, one faith, one baptism. We're the Gentiles. I don't want to stumble. Listen, the rock is Christ, and it said that Christ, it says the glory, what did it say again? It says, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us. The rock lives in our hearts, amen? Listen, if Jesus lives in the heart of his people, in every church in this land, let's just say America, not the whole world, but right here in our own nation, there right now there are people, pastors just like me, all over America preaching. There's choirs that have been singing, offerings that have been taken, altars that are full of people to be prayed for, classes on marriages, classes on this. But should it not be, don't stumble, loved one, listen to me now. If the rock lives in our hearts, should not there be some, at least some kind of manifestation of the life and the movement of Christ in us? In other words, not only through us, but to the world. Oh, how important that is. Listen, I tell you, I don't want to stumble over that. I mean, what good is the rock? What good is, I say this with love, not as a blasphemous thought, but what good is our Lord if living in us if there's not going to be anything coming out of us? If there's not any kind of manifestation, Jesus in us getting out of us so the world can see the light of the world. What good would any of that be? I mean, so many believers today, and I say this lovingly, not in a judgmental manner, but they're so wounded, it seems, in this generation. That they're so it seems they're so beaten down and they're living in defeat. And they're like the church in the last days when in the book of Revelation said, I have a name that I'm alive, but Jesus said, but you're dead. You're joyless. You're worn out, hopping from church to church, trying to find this program or that program. No, listen. Oh, we don't want to stumble. And the way that we won't stumble is by drinking of that living water. Amen? Drinking from the water that comes from the rock. Speaking, of course, of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said this in John 7:37, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers, many rivers, plural, rivers of living water. Now listen, talking about not to stumble. If the church of the living God is drinking, should there not be a manifestation of God's working of his spirit in our lives? Come on, aren't you glad you came this morning? You know when I provoke, and you know I do that, but do you know if I'm provoking me too? Don't you know that I'm with you? Don't you know that I am pushing myself just as I'm pushing you? Why? It's the Spirit of God to change from glory to glory into the same image as our Lord, and to not live like the world and act like the world and look like the world and stumble all over this world. No, listen, you can say I believe in Jesus. That's wonderful. Praise God. But if we say it, at least there should be something manifesting in us. 2017, we're moving into a realm. Listen to me. It is a make or break year for this church. It's a make or break year for you. And if we will not do what God says in the New Year's message, well, I don't want to go there. We're the church. What did Jesus tell Peter? He says, Peter, who do you say that I am? Peter, there in Matthew 16:8, he said, Lord, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. He says, Peter, flesh and blood hasn't revealed that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And what does Jesus tell him? He says, listen, and I say to you that you are Peter, meaning a little pebble, just a tiny little rock. He says that you're Peter. And you know what, Peter? He says, listen, but on this rock, this Petra, the huge stone, upon this rock, he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, Jesus is the rock. Amen? Listen, he is the stumbling stone. He's also the rock of offense. He's also the smiting stone. Jesus is Lord, and he took us a bunch of dead stones, a bunch of dead rocks, and he made unto us, what? Living stones, coming unto him as unto a living stone. Listen, we are his rocks in this world. And listen, I'm ready to see that manifestation. What good is it to have the Holy Spirit? What good is it, and I say that just as a contrast, what good is it to have the gifts of the Spirit unless the gifts of the Spirit are really and truly being manifested, not a work of the flesh, but a work of the Spirit? Amen. What good is it? I mean, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit, that manifestation means openly seen, visible. It says, of the Spirit is given to each one. It tells us why, for the profit of all the body of Christ. Manifestation. The visible activity, the visible seeing of what God is doing through the gifts and so forth. A gift, whenever a gift is manifested by the Holy Spirit, it does not bring glory to man. It brings glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord. It doesn't elevate man. It elevates our Savior. Amen? Yes. Oh, God is good. I mean, what good is it, loved one? Listen to me. What good is it really to have Romans 5:5 living in our hearts? You know, the love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts, lavishly, it means, by the Holy Spirit's been given to us. That fruit of the Spirit. What good is it if we don't love, if we don't forgive, if we're not tender, if we don't look out there and say, look at these people that are hurting and lost. If we don't have that in us, what good is it to have it there if it's not being manifested? Don't stumble. The Jews stumbled because of all of that. Oh, they put blinders upon their eyes so they couldn't look this way. The little phylacteries, you know, the word of God hanging over them. They'd keep a little silver trumpet in their pocket. And whenever they'd step out in the corner during the busy time of the day, they would blow that silver trumpet, meaning alms. Come and get some money here. Look at what he's doing. Isn't he something? No, he's a moron. He's a Pharisee. He's religious without relationship. Are you with me? Religion kills people. Yes. No, I said, oh, God, listen, I don't want to stumble. I don't want to stumble at all. No, what did Jesus tell us in John 14, 12? Listen carefully. He said, oh, most assuredly. He said, I say to you, he who believes in me, being born again. It says, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. And he tells us why. Jesus said, because I'm going back. I'm going back to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. And he tells us why. That my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Not you. You don't do it. Jesus said, I'll do it. Amen? Now we know we have to pray according to the will of God. 1 John 5:14-15. Read that later. We know we just can't pull something out of thin air unless the Spirit of God is inviting us to do so. Amen? Yes, but no, listen. Jesus said, you need to pray. The church has stumbled. They have stumbled away from the altar of prayer. They have stumbled away from their prayer closet. They have stumbled away from their quiet time with the living God. A prayerless church is a powerless church. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. There's no way around it. You have to spend time alone with God. There's no other way. Are you with me this morning? If not, oh, you say, Bill, you're beating on me. Oh, I'm not beating on you. Golly, did Jesus command us to pray? Did Paul say pray without ceasing? Did Jesus say men ought always to pray and not faint? Don't ever give up. Don't be discouraged. Yes. Listen, prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Going to the throne of grace. What good is the throne of grace if we don't go there? What good is prayer if we're not going to pray in faith? It's worthless. Listen. We're not going into 2017 stumbling. We're going to remove the things that stumble us by the power of another. Isaiah put it this way in Isaiah 26:16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, meaning tested and tried, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. Jesus is so precious to our Father, a precious cornerstone, a certain, a sure, a solid foundation. And whoever believes will not act hastily. Jesus Christ is the foundation for every victory in the believer's life. There is no other way to have victory without Jesus. He's the tried stone. He defeated the devil, sin, death, hell, all for us. Amen? And you can build your life. You don't have to stumble. We don't have to be stumbling in 2017. We don't have to stumble into the cares of the world. We don't have to stumble and love the world more than we love our Lord. We don't have to be stumbling like that. We are going to draw closer to God than we have ever been, ever. Listen, God is so good to us. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:7, it says, oh, to you who believe, he is precious, quoting from what that scripture I just said in Isaiah. But those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, meaning our Lord, okay? The Jews rejected him. A stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. They stumble, the Jews. Why? Being disobedient, that word means literally non-persuadable. Being non-persuadable to the word. In other words, a complete rejection to hear the word of God, refusing to hear it, to which they were also appointed. Listen, Jesus is either going to be our rock in 2017, can't change that, or we're going to stumble over what God has for us. We're going to maybe be offended about what God has for us. No, no. We want to remove every obstacle in our way. Amen. You know, eternal destiny, as we already know, is determined by the attitude of one's heart and mind coming unto Christ. You know, Luke writing there about our stone of salvation in Acts 4:11, let me read it to you. He says, "This is the stone which was rejected by you builders," Peter says, "which has become the chief cornerstone." Now listen to what comes after that. "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There is no other way. We know that. That scripture is a couple of thousand years old, loved one. It hasn't changed. There are not any other options. There are not any other roads. Jesus is the only way. We have that. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 44:8, it says this, "Is there any God besides me? Oh, indeed, there is no other rock." We are on the rock. Amen. And you know what? We need to build our lives on the sayings of the rock. Remember what Jesus said? That, you know, whoever hears my word and doeth them, I'll liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Build your life that way. And you can build your life that way. 2017 is nearly here. What a year we are going to have. What a year. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said in Luke 20:18, "Whoever falls on that stone," meaning himself, says he's going to be broken. "But on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder," or to literally to nothingness. You know, I pray that everyone in this chapel, normally in the early service, every person, we're all believers. But if you're not a believer, listen to me. You want to fall on that stone. You don't want that stone to fall on you. You don't want Jesus to be your stumbling stone or your rock of offense. He loves you, he died for you, and he wants you. It says, "Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame," or literally, never, never, ever be disappointed, ever. You know, you'll never be sorry if you don't know Christ. Maybe you're home right now listening. You'll never be sorry to make Jesus Christ your Savior, your Lord, to turn to him. Never, never, never. I have never met one person ever in my entire life that came up to me and said, "Well, I received Jesus as Lord, and I'm really disappointed and sorry I did that." Have you? I have never. I have never. I've always heard, "Oh, I am so thankful. I am so thankful that God saved me. I was so blind. Now I can see." You know, the Bible tells us Christians, it says, listen, it says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death." See, when you're lost, when people walk through the mall, they don't know, Christmas season and all of that rushing and thinking that, you know, the purpose of Christmas is a bunch of boxes with stuff in them. No, the purpose of Christmas is Christ. And if they don't know the Lord, you know what they're doing? Even though they're rushing and even though they're good people and hard workers and all those, they're drawn toward death. That's what the Word of God teaches. And you know what it says that we're to do? It says that we are to hold back those that are stumbling to the slaughter.
On Love Never Fails next time, Pastor Bill continues his series in Romans. So please tune in again, won't you? And as always, we want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. Calvary Chapel Fort Worth is pleased to present Pictures at an Exhibition, a Love Never Fails International Benefit Piano Concert, performed by internationally award-winning concert musician Alexey Vizhanov. Join us for a night of music and fellowship as we enjoy a series of beautifully selected arrangements from a variety of classical composers. There's no cost to attend this event, but all donations raised will go to support the children at our orphanage in Camargo, Mexico. This event will take place at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth in the main sanctuary on Friday, August 16th from 7:30 to 9 p.m. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org. or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions,
please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.